seats to fill, Judy Dench.
Yeah.
How does that for you?
Well, no, she did an amazing thing with them, but I hope I can bring my own whatever, something to it. I don't know yet. We're rehearsing and discussing. And of course, Judy's was fantastic. Yeah.
Well,
I think she still haunts this movie in a way you'll find out.
Give us a sense of your end, though.
I can't. It's very hard to talk about. It's very hard for actors to just describe their roles. I think actors would rather just do them rather than give a profile. I think there are sort of givens about M, though, which I think I have to honour, which is the sort of the tension between M and Bond, sort of nature of Bond's reluctance with authority, but also the fact that they need each other. This is the fact that, you know, I'm a bloke and Judy wasn't, so there's a difference in that. Already in that, just the fact of that, the gender change. So we'll see. But I love Daniel. He's great to work with. And I think with Sam behind this film, there's a sort of pretty great intelligence about honouring the elements, the things in the films that audiences love, but still trying to keep the ball in the air regarding, you know, good dialogue, clever plot twists, you know, keeping the audience guessing. And not allowing the audience to be ahead of the game. And I think he's bringing all kinds of interesting elements that reflect current concerns within the intelligence community.
What's your earliest Bond memory yourself, of the first one you watched?
Going to see on Her Majesty's Secret Service, aged about 9, my father taking me to see the local cinema in Dorset.
And you were a fan from the start?
I was. I was completely infatuated with this whole world of cars and women and fights and gun barrels dripping blood and
so there's a sense of fanboyness being the ultimate end, basically, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. And also, you know, Sam and I are similar generation, so I think, you know, all of anyone in the sort of 40s and 50s now has that connection with even when we were young, you know, there was that between guys, boys, there's a connection about Bond. So I think that even though 30 years, 40 years later, it's still there.
Rafe, your thoughts on your new casting, new talent?
I think it's great new cast. It's incoming cast. Andrew Scott, brilliant actor. Of course, Monica Leicester, brilliant. And Christoph Waltz is, you know, one of the great actors that we have.
And the script, will it be as good as Skyfall, which was the number one British film of all time?
I hope so. I mean, Sam's got this same writing team, who are all brilliant writers, and I think. I think there's an interesting sort of follow-on from things in other films and bits. I wouldn't say it's a sequel, but I think there's a connective tissue. So the sense of sometimes the Bond films just have a clean break, but I think Sam is connecting things from other films.
And what did you think when you heard the title was Spectre?
Well, of course, it promises, if you know the books, you know what it might be hinting at: Special Executive for Counterterrorism, Revenge and Extortion. And it's a creation of Fleming, so I think that tells you, you don't have to look very far to tell you that what that might be hinting at, suggesting.
Lots of people,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.